Controller Tom DiNapoli audited six state agencies and authorities, including the MTA and the Departments of Prisons and Mental Health, as well as the state's court system. They randomly sampled the work records of 345 employees and found 75 regularly violated time and attendance policies and were paid for a total of nearly $500,000 in hours that they did not actually work.
As we find too often with our audits, the proper controls have not been in place, and the agencies need to do a better job of ensuring that the right policies and procedures are in place and that they're being adhered to.
Other workers were found to have falsified their timesheets, abused sick leave, and exaggerated the amount of time it took to travel from one job to another. The audit cites several examples without naming names. One is of an MTA track equipment manager who also worked for the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. The employee worked four overlapping hours each week for a total of over $8,000 during the course of a year. A court employee who also worked for the City University of New York was scheduled to teach classes during the same time he was supposed to be at his courtroom job. A psychiatric nurse who worked for the State Office of Mental Health was also simultaneously being paid as a nurse at a nearby school. And an Office of Developmental Disabilities employee said he was sick for a total of 8 days and got paid sick leave while he was actually traveling to out-of-state basketball games as part of his other job at the State University of New York. Controller DiNapoli says it's particularly egregious in a time of economic austerity.
In an era where we're all very concerned about not wasting resources and protecting taxpayer dollars, this is certainly yet another area where we need to do a better job.
Though a number of the violations found are technically illegal, the controller is not recommending that any charges be pressed. He says it's up to the Cuomo administration's individual agencies and authorities to decide whether to get the money back from the workers. But he says his office will be recalculating how much of their pay is accrued to the state pension system.
In some cases, it also will require reevaluating the amount of money reported to the pension system as part of what would go into their pension calculation.
DiNapoli says the agencies involved did not react defensively. Instead, they agree they need to tighten up their policies for employees holding more than one job title to prevent double timing in the future. But the controller says he plans more audits of state agencies, specifically looking for more instances of employee abuses, though at this point he would not characterize the problem as systematic or rampant. The controller overall was not highly critical of Governor Cuomo or any of the governor's appointed commissioners of any of the agencies or authorities cited in the audits. The report comes on a day that Governor Cuomo signed a bill into law that was requested by DiNapoli. It will give the controller new powers to audit providers of pre-kindergarten for special needs children, an industry that's seen its share of scandal.
We want these children that need these special services to get those services. We don't want to see these providers enrich themselves at the expense of the kids.
The controller will now be auditing all of the over 300 providers who are paid nearly $1.5 billion for pre-K special needs services on a regular basis. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.